Welcome to the Morning Manna podcast. I'm Pastor Greg Fadness. We are coming to you from Twin Falls, Idaho, and wherever you are in the world, we're so glad that you've chosen to take 10 minutes to be in God's Word with us. So we're going through the Psalms, and the Psalms are so rich in content, rich in theology, but they are relationally rich. And they help us to go deeper in our relationship with God. So this morning, we're going to explore Psalm 2, which is a messianic psalm. So it's a psalm that, though David wrote it, or the Holy Spirit working through David, it's actually speaking of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And Psalm 2 looks forward to the time before Jesus will return to the earth. And what will it be like? What will the general sort of attitude of humanity be at that unique time preceding the return of Christ? So that's kind of the background. So let's read, beginning in verse 1. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us. So the first thing that we notice is that there's going to be a concerted effort, a global concerted effort, to break away from what humanity thinks is bonds, you know, the chains that God has put on humanity. So very powerful people, the kings of the earth, are going to get together and they're going to strategize, how can we break the bonds of the Lord and his anointed, Jesus Christ? What are those bonds? Well, I suppose we could say the bonds of the nuclear family. That's God's idea. And so there will be an attempt to break apart the nuclear family and marriage between a man and a woman. There will be an attempt to break that bond. Even the idea that there is, you know, that genders are binary, that God made them male and female, that will try and break that. And we could go on and on. But there will be an attempt to get free from all those so-called restrictive things. That'll be indicative that we're in the time preceding the return of Christ. So, verse 4 says, and this is God's response, he who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, as for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. So God laughs it's not a chuckle, you know, like this is funny, but it's a laugh of derision. And God says, I have installed my king. Now, if you're familiar with the book of Revelation, that's kind of what Revelation is all about, the time preceding the return of Jesus, and then Jesus coming bodily to the earth to take his kingdom that belongs to him and to destroy his enemies. And so, listen, if you're a Christian and you're feeling like, man, the world is just kind of going off the rails, or my government is becoming oppressive, and you know, all those kinds of things, remember that God laughs. Okay, God laughs. God is in control, and God has his king. He's our king, Jesus Christ. So moving on in verse 7, I want you to see the victory here. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, you are my son, today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage and the ends of the earth your possession. And you shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. So the nations are Jesus's inheritance. So the nations belong to Jesus. And right now, we don't see Jesus physically on the earth and ruling and so on, but that day is coming very soon. and he will rule with a rod of iron. He will dash them to pieces. So all the governments, the earthly governments currently around the planet will be dashed into pieces. In the book of Daniel, there was a dream that Nebuchadnezzar had and of a statue that represented the empires of the world. And in the dream, a stone came out of a mountain, and it grew, and it crushed the governments of the world into chaff, into dust that blew away in the wind. Jesus will crush all the governments of the world, and of the increase of his government, Jesus' government, there will be no end. He will establish his rule and reign, and that day is coming. Well, finally, in verse 10, now therefore, so here's the thing, listen up, people of the world, including powerful people. Therefore, kings, be wise. Be warned, rulers of the earth, you who are powerful, you who are in places of influence. Serve the Lord and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way. For his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Listen, it's a fool's errand to think that you're going to try and form a world apart from God and from his laws and not have dire consequences. Let me end with this. This is sort of what we're reading in Psalm 2 is kind of a redo of the Tower of Babel. There was a time early in human history where the people of the earth got together in a concerted, united way for the purpose of gaining independence from God. And they built this tower, a ziggurat, as it's called, and they were forming their own religion and trying to gain independence from God. And God looked down and said, look, there's nothing they won't be able to do, meaning that they will move in utter independence. And so God confused the languages, and that's Genesis chapter 11. So we're coming to a time now where the time preceding the return of Christ, the same thing, a concerted global effort to try and gain independence from God. And so, listen, Christian, blessed are those who take refuge in him. I hope that's true of you. And if you haven't taken refuge in the Lord, you can do that today. God saves by grace through faith. Trust in Jesus Christ. Thanks for joining us.